You're listening to SBS News.
The sounds of a military superiority that the United States wants to solidify in Eastern Europe. Of the 82nd Airborne Division, heard here conducting drills at Fort Bragg in the United States, will soon be flying into Eastern Europe. US President Joe Biden has decided to deploy troops in a number of Eastern European countries as tensions simmer with Russia over Ukraine. The deployment, the first of its kind by the United States during this crisis, was announced by Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
Close to 3,000 troops will be positioned in the region. A Striker squadron based in Germany comprising 1,000 troops will be sent to Romania. Close to 1,700 troops will move from Fort Bragg to Poland. That's in addition to a further 8,500 personnel already on standby in the United States. The objective, Mr. Kirby says, is to remind Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the United States is willing to respond should the Russian leader contemplate moving his forces over the Ukraine border.
We do not know if Russia has made a final decision to further invade Ukraine, but it clearly has that capability. The Department of Defense will continue to support diplomatic efforts led by the White House and the State Department to press for resolution. We do not believe conflict is inevitable.
Do you have any evidence that Putin plans to move beyond Ukraine's borders? Why are you bolstering these Eastern flank allies if you do not have evidence of that?
Because it's important that we send a strong signal to Mr. Putin and, frankly, to the world that NATO matters to the United States. It matters to our allies. And we have ironclad Article 5 commitments. An attack on one is an attack on all.
Poland and Romania both welcomed the U.S. deployments as a sign of solidarity, as did NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. The French President Emmanuel Macron, a key NATO ally, has refused to rule out a deployment, contemplating a personal meeting with the Russian president to try and de-escalate tensions.
I am very concerned by the situation in Ukraine. I have increased my exchanges with my European counterparts, many times with President Putin and President Zelensky, and I will speak in the next few hours with President Biden. In any case, we are trying to find common ground.
Russia is yet to directly respond to the US deployment. Former NATO Supreme Commander General Philip Breedlove believes Vladimir Putin's strategy is backfiring.
It's because Mr. Putin is seeing exactly what he didn't want to happen happening. Remember that some of the large demands he made up early is to move forces out of the foreign area. And yet what he is doing is causing more forces to move into the foreign area.
Diplomatic discussions between the Kremlin and Western leaders have so far failed to defuse tensions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is the latest leader to speak with the Russian president in a telephone hookup delayed by Mr. Johnson's own domestic political problems. He warned Mr. Putin an incursion into Ukraine would be a tragic miscalculation. A 10 Downing Street spokesperson says the Prime Minister expressed his deep concern about Russia's current hostile activity on the Ukrainian border. They agreed to apply this spirit of dialogue to the current tensions in order to find a peaceful resolution. Here is Mr. Johnson responding to questions in the House of Commons.
The job of the UK is to lead the West in bringing together the most important countries in creating a package of economic sanctions that will deter President Putin from what I believe would be a disastrous miscalculation.
The Kremlin says Mr. Putin told the British Prime Minister that NATO is not responding adequately to its security concerns. And before the call, Russian officials were openly mocking Britain's position, seemingly showing little appetite for compromise. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov described the British leader to reporters as utterly confused.
It makes sense to talk to anyone. Russia and President Putin are always ready for dialogue with everyone, even with somebody who is utterly confused and does not clearly understand what is happening in our country. President Putin is always ready to provide full clarification.
Russia's military build-up shows few signs of easing. Satellite imagery has uncovered new bases in Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014. While missile launches are in position in neighbouring Belarus, a close ally. Every day, new propaganda vision is released by Russia's military, showing troops, tanks and helicopters circling the frontier. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba believes Russia's 100,000 troops on the border remain insufficient for a large-scale military operation, but added there were few signs of a withdrawal.
Now, plan A for Russia is destabilization with the use of the threat of force. None of us, neither Washington nor Kyiv nor any other capital, has the luxury to exclude invasion from the list of threats.
Mr. Kuleba says the door is open to meeting with Russian officials to find a peaceful solution to the standoff.
We want to resolve this conflict diplomatically and peacefully. We are ready to move forward. But it's Russia who has to make the first step.
But with US troops now entering the frame, a thaw in tensions looks increasingly unlikely. Naveen Razik, SBS News.